Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I ask the question that you are feel free to share your thoughts as well, 503-864-6326, on where we sit in college football after week two. Not a lot of like huge upsets or anything of that ilk. I know Duke over Illinois was kind of a trendy pick, or at least a trendy thought, although nothing really came from that game as Illinois rolled them.
Well, yeah, we have four fumbles in the top 10. That'll happen.
Yeah. I think my biggest takeaway from week two is I really don't like my Clemson pick. Really don't like that.
Yeah, Klubnik's stinky.
Yeah, I think Clemson has a lot to be concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
That offense just is not clicking.
No.
I mean, also, we're going to look at Klubnik and we're going to look at that offense, but let's not forget that defense also got behind against Troy.
Yeah, it
like,
was just...
Like, you have national title aspirations. You can't do that, man.
It's a tough look.
It's a really, really tough look. Iowa games looked like Iowa games.
Yep.
Did you see Tyrese was the guest picker for it?
No.
Hallie? Yeah, Hallie was the guest picker for the Iowa State game.
Well, he's
Cyclone.
He's Cyclone.
He went to Iowa State. And I believe it was McAfee threw a little quip in there about, you know, how do you feel about this Kawhi Leonard situation? Mm. And Hallie responded something along the lines of, hey, man, you find somebody that wants to pay me to do nothing, you let me know.
Yep. Every player has the same thought.
That sounds lovely.
My name's Bennett. I ain't in it, but you want to cut the check? You want to cut the check? I'll tell you, McAfee's feeling a certain kind of way right now with West Virginia losing to Ohio.
Yeah, that's rough.
Not Ohio State.
I thought
the Bobcats.
I thought Rich Rod was going to like bring glory
restore
back.
Glory back to the Mountaineers. Yeah, that was a tough one.
Ole Miss dodged
the Kentucky Bullet.
They dodged the Kentucky Bullet, which means someone else gets the Kentucky Bullet.
Spin that chamber, baby. Who's it landing on this year?
Kiffin goes, whoa, not me. Not me.
Seriously, man, it's like a John Wick situation where like you write a name on the bullet.
Yeah.
And it just goes in the chamber and it's just like you're just waiting for that gun to pop off.
Also, they were behind at the beginning of this game, so get that out of the way too, mm-hmm. for Kiff. You were saying you were looking at stats yesterday, and Ole Miss ranks pretty high in first 2 weeks stats.
Pretty much all of the analytics, Ole Miss is a top 10 team.
That's wild,
it's
dude.
Crazy.
I want Kiffin so bad to be good.
He is good. Like, he is good. The question is he great? I mean, you could say he's very good as a play caller.
He's very, very good.
As a play caller, as a transfer portal guy, as a quarterback developer, all of those things. He's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Is he great?
Is he a head coach too?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah, I think Lane is established.
Because the big thought, you know, in my brain, is if DeBoer goes,
Dabo,
you go for Dabo.
He's an Alabama guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if Dabo leaves Clemson.
That's the one job he leaves it for.
I don't know about that.
And if you follow DeBoer, the bar's lower.
I think I read something that Kiffin kind of burned a lot of bridges on the way out of Tuscaloosa, that he might never be an option for them again.
I mean,
what?
Were
you going to say something?
No, I'm saying it's not surprising.
Mm. I think I've decided I'll have Utah in the Big 12.
Oh, yeah. Give me 72 ounces of Utah.
Yeah, give me a lot of Utah. I'm trying to figure out the best way to phrase this. Do you feel for Dilly down at Arizona State?
Oh, God, that was rough.
I saw a little, like, short montage vignette while they were doing the highlights of that game, and he is just
he's intense.
Well, I know he's intense. We all know he's intense, but he is talking to the refs and not in like a red ass freak out intense guy, but in like a pleading, desperate way. I think that might be the worst look of the weekend, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean,
you were down.
You had one Big 12 crew that screwed up a call in the Kansas-Missouri game, and
that's wild.
They've been thrown out.
I tried to read. I don't understand what happened.
Procedural error that was egregious.
Okay.
It's like then like fundamentally changed the game, I guess, technically. But yeah, it was the whole crew's been suspended.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Accountability, huh? Yeah. Who would have thought?
It happens from time to time.
I've I really feel for Dilly at Arizona State. They seem to have a lot of things going against them. Boy, when did Mississippi State decide to have that crowd?
It's Cowbell Kingdom, baby.
Dude, Cowbell Kingdom has been great. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that in a long time. Well, since probably Dak Prescott was at Mississippi State.
They realized they had a chance, and they're like, wake up.
What made them feel like they have a chance against Arizona State?
At the beginning of the game.
Yeah, I guess so, and then it just gets intoxicating.
It just rides the wave.
I think what's really tough about that, and why I feel for Dilly a little bit, is that they overcame the odds. Or they, not the odds, they overcame the issues, the situation. There was some serious moxie on that field for Arizona State to come back in that game, mm-hmm. and for it to end like that.
I just felt bad for Levitt. Levitt was awful.
He was really bad.
Just not the time to have that game.
I mean, a lot of these quarterbacks aren't looking good.
Yeah, there's really only a couple quarterbacks in the country.
Klubnik's not looking good. Nussmeier's
been okay. Beck's been above average. I think, honestly, you're the best quarterbacks in the country right now for like teams that are viable. They're all in the Big Ten. It's Altmaier. Altmaier's looked really good.
I would argue Arch was better than an average quarterback. I watched a lot of that, and there's still some to be desired there.
I think you're probably looking at Mateer, Altmaier, Moore, Maiava.
Aller hasn't looked bad yet.
No, but he hasn't looked great either. Mensah at Duke has been incredible, but, mm-hmm.
but they look bad.
But they look bad in that game because they couldn't take care of the ball.
Lagway, pretty mediocre this weekend. Well,
not even mediocre. Raiola's been good. Pribula's been good. Raiola for Nebraska's been good. I'm trying to think of who else is out there that's actually like looked good. Tennessee, Joey.
Yeah.
Aguilar. Other than that, man. Simmons at Ole Miss.
Yeah, there you go.
But other than that, don't get me wrong. There's a couple quarterbacks like at Western Kentucky and stuff like that that are putting up. I'm talking at like big upper echelon programs, yeah. Stuff like that. There's really only seven or eight quarterbacks that have looked very good or great through the first couple weeks.
The kid at Boise State had a get right game.
Yeah, Madsen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had a get right game.
No, I mean, he just struggled so much against USF.
I know. So. I think that USF team might be good.
Yeah, turns out.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.